Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Jonathan Siegel here with Dewey Burke from Inside Carolina. Dewey, yesterday Carolina was able to beat Tennessee 78-73 in Knoxville, and I thought the most important play of the game was actually the turnover that the Heels were able to force with about 60 seconds left. That was where Roy Williams called a full court trap, and the Heels were able to force Tennessee into the turnover. Talk to me about not only the decision to call for that play, but also how the players were able to execute it.
Well, the biggest thing is what you said, was the execution. I mean, it's one thing to come up with it in the huddle and say, okay, we're going to let them get the ball in, and then whoever's guarding the inbounder is going to go trap, and then somebody's got to play basically free safety and try to make them make a mistake and intercept the pass. It's great to draw it up that way. It's another thing to execute, and that's a great thing. I believe the three people involved in the play were Joel, Kenny, and Theo. And so when you have upperclassmen trying to execute what the coach's vision is, generally, it's going to go your way. And we were fortunate. They timed it perfectly, sprung the trap on the guy right in front of our bench in a really bad spot. And he panicked and threw the ball away. You know, we were fortunate that went our way. But it was what you said. It was the execution that was the most critical part of that, which we hadn't done. If I have the possessions correctly in my mind, I believe it was the possession before that when we got the 30-second shot clock violation and then turned around and turned it over on the inbounds, which was brutal execution, especially after getting such a great stop and a shot clock violation, to not even get the ball inbounds was difficult. But if I have these possessions in order correctly, we bounced back after scoring a bucket to get that trap and turnover, which was huge.
I completely agree with you, Dewey. That play was instrumental in the Carolina victory. Thanks for the analysis as well. To get full coverage of UNC basketball, check out the InsideCarolina.com premium basketball message board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.